This episode of Mark on Money is brought to you by EFS Group for all your retirement needs. Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Mark Gills or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
You've made it to retirement. What happens if the market takes a big dip? Can you recover from that? On today's show, tips on how to protect your nest egg in spite of a market downturn.
And now,
live from the heart of Sioux City,
Mark on Money with your host, Mark Gills.
The key is having a plan in place, knowing what you're going to do.
A place where your retirement questions are answered.
You could be putting tens of thousands in jeopardy.
You'll get the latest news on 401ks and retirement planning.
It can make a profound difference with what you can and can't afford in retirement.
If you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place.
Welcome in
to Mark on Money.
Welcome in, everybody. This is Mark on Money with Mark Gills. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Mark, of course, a certified financial planner. He is independent. He's a fiduciary. Been helping folks for more than 30 years get to and through retirement. Find him at EFS Wealth Management. That's EFS, the number four, the letter U.com, the website. Encourage you to check that out regularly, really. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Not too bad. Another day, and, we're moving into the fall.
We are, and, we had a kind of a rough September from a market standpoint. October doesn't seem to be faring much better. So are folks concerned? What are they saying to you?
Well, I think they've just kind of gone numb to the market is kind of what it seems like. And maybe it's just because it's mainly my clients that I'm talking to, which, we've conditioned them very well over the years. And, they have a good plan in place and they understand what the plan is. So pretty much they're not that concerned about it anymore. But, like you said, yeah, we had a pretty rough September. In fact, just a couple of statistics for you, because I don't think people really realize what the market did last month. Because a lot of people just don't pay attention to their statements until they get them, look at them at the end of the quarter. And you'll see probably not much change for the last quarter. I think the quarter ended flat, flat to maybe down depending upon how your investments were diversified. But the month of September was the biggest September decline since 2011 for the month of September.
Holy cow, that's a big number.
Yeah, so it's the biggest September loss in 10 years, and it was the biggest monthly loss since the pandemic crash in March of 2020. So we haven't seen the market go down very much for, 15, 16 months?
Sure.
So, over a year. So people are, they're like, oh, the market's going to come back up, no worries. But the markets don't always go up,
That's so true.
They go up over time, but going up over time could be, markets recover and it takes 20 years. I think that's a true statement that over time markets do go up, but, what is the definition of time, I guess, is the question.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just it's a good article to read. It was an article from Vanguard that just came out. And I just perused it. I was just looking at it here yesterday. It talks about, market expectations in the future. What are the future returns of the market expected to be, and why that's important to retirees, and really to anybody who's trying to plan, how much money do I need to save, or how much money can I spend in retirement, or how much do I need to accumulate? So market return expectations. And so I think, after you've had an extended period of time of returns, and I saw this in the 90s. The 90s were just a period of time where everybody was, crazy. They thought markets were going to continue to go up forever. I had people in my office, you know, that were going to retire with $300,000 because they could get 15% a year return, and that's what they wanted to take off of their investments. And, you know, people retiring and becoming day traders and, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff. And the market had averaged, you know, 20% per year, you know, for quite a long period of time.
Sure.
And the NASDAQ had gone up by, you know, a gazillion percent. It was crazy. You know, kind of similar to some of the meme stocks and some of the other stocks that we see now that have just gone up, you know, stratospherically. And so what do you do in retirement, you know, to survive what eventually will be a bear market? And is the bear market going to be a traditional bear market that we've seen, where we've seen a couple of them here in the last, you know, 12, 13 years since 2008, where the market sells off and recovers, you know, within 6 to 9 months? Or is it going to be a bear market where the market sells off and it's going to be like 2001 and two, where every time you look at your portfolio, you've lost money every month, every quarter, not just for 6 to 9 months, but for a year, 2 years, 3 years, because that is water torture and that can happen. And so if that is what the direction of the market does, there's no way to forecast that. Nobody knows when it's going to happen or if it's going to happen. But you have to be prepared. It has to be part of your game plan.
Right. And that's one of the things that you help us do. You help us accomplish that.
Right. And so let's talk about, you know, when you're planning for retirement and you're still earning income, you know, you're putting money away into your savings. The big question is how much do you currently need to have accumulated, or how much are you going to spend in terms of dollars in retirement? We've got some great tools for you. If you go to our website at EFS4U.com, and the very first thing you see is, do I have enough money to retire? Right at the beginning of, you know, right at the beginning of our website there. So EFS4U.com. And you just click on that, and it takes you to a lot of information that kind of gives you some background and gives you information on, you know, do you have enough money to retire? What should a person be looking at in terms of, you know, being able to figure out when is a good time? How should I draw my money? So it gives you various retirement strategies. It tells you, you know, what to look for in retirement. And that's the big question. You know, that's what everybody wants to know. And the financial industry, you know, as you know, Steve, has got all kinds of rules of thumb and all kinds of strategies, you know, about how retirees should be estimating how much money they need in retirement.
Of course. Yeah, boy, there's a bunch of stuff like that in there.
Yeah. And so, you know, everybody's got an opinion. You know, I've got 30 years worth of experience. So I don't have opinions. I've got experience. And I think there's a difference between opinions and experience.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, absolutely there is.
And so, you know, what I usually start with, and I think it's a good one to start with, is how much money are you putting into the bank every month? So, you know, if it's just, you know, if it's just yourself, you know, what's getting deposited into your bank account? You know, are you getting paid once a month, weekly, biweekly? You know, how are you getting paid, and how much does that equivalate to on a monthly basis after tax withholding, retirement contributions, et cetera? That's a good starting point. And then you look at, well, do you have any debt? Is your debt all paid off, or is there debt there yet? And when is that debt going to be paid for? Number one, you should retire with zero debt. That's my opinion. There are some exceptions that I don't want to get into, but, you know, so you look at, I'm retired, I don't have any debt, no more house payment, no more car payment, and this is how much money I have per month to live on. And hopefully you've been doing that for a while prior to retirement, so you kind of have a feeling, am I spending 100% of this money? So you look at, here's what I'm putting into the bank. Is my savings account continuing to grow? And that's why I tell people, look, really you need to come into us at, you know, 3-4 years before you retire, so we can kind of talk about these things. We can chart these things. We can take a look at what your spending patterns have been prior to retirement. You know, Steve, these people that come into my office, and I'm sorry if you're one of them, but we all procrastinate. These people that come into my office and say, I'm retiring next month, or I'm retiring in 3 months, or I'm retiring January 1st.
Oh, that's...
You know, that's a planner's, you know, not a good, you know, we don't have a whole lot of time to plan. Do we do that all the time? Yes, we do it all the time, unfortunately, because that's what a lot of people end up doing. But the best retirement plan advice is those people that are 3, 4, 5 years away from retirement. So we can set things up to maximize, you know, healthcare credits, transition money to Roth IRAs, position money into pre-retirement planning buckets and post-planning buckets to make sure that we avoid having to, you know, delay retirement because of an economic disaster like the pandemic. You know, people retire in March. You know, they literally, you know, it's like we had the retirement plan in place for years. And he was like, well, geez, the market's down 30%. You know, can I retire? You know, what's going on with the pandemic? And I was like, it doesn't matter. We already have everything in place. This doesn't change anything. And, you know, that's what you want to hear when you have your retirement date in your head 5 years, 10 years in the future, that when that date rolls around, whatever's happening in this country, it doesn't matter. Whatever's happening in the market, it doesn't matter. You're still going to be able to retire.
Well, and that's just exactly what you said before, why your clients aren't particularly upset with what's going on in the market, because they're taken care of.
Yeah, if you go to our website again, you know, we use what is termed as time segmented distribution. There's a couple of spinoffs on that. There's three segment time segmented distribution strategies. We use multiple buckets, and usually they coincide with when Social Security is going to start the beginning year. So maybe it might be 2 or 3 years for the first bucket, and then after that, it goes into 5 year segmented periods of time, so that you're identifying how much money you need during each 5 year segment, and then investing that money according to what we will utilize as a conservative expected rate of return. And like I said, you know, return expectations in the future have come down. I mean, we're talking 3 to 6% returns over the next 10 years, not 10% return averages.
Mm-hmm.
And so that can have a big impact, not only on short-term portfolios, but longer-term portfolios as well. And on short-term portfolios, we've got, you know, interest rates that are at zero. And so you have to match, you know, you have to match your expectations with income with realities of what that money is going to earn as it's invested over a period of time, because you don't want to miss that, especially in longer dated retirement buckets. So money that you're going to need in 10 to 15 years, that's really where you see the impact of missed returns. If you're over, I don't know what I want to say. If you're not overzealous, but overconfident on what your money's going to earn, if you see a 2 or 3% shortfall on a 15-year investment, that could be tens of thousands of dollars of less money. So you want to make sure that you're conservative and realistic when you're looking at what is expectations for returns on investments and savings.
Okay. Well, I mean, again, these are all good things to know. And folks, if we've piqued your interest, I can't imagine why we haven't. 712-560-0360 is the number to call. And so, you know, Mark, really, you will be happy to sit down with anybody and go through this process, go through your process, and give folks an idea of where they are.
Yeah, I mean, that usually is a 3 to 5 minute phone call just to basically get to know you a little bit, to find out what you're looking for, what we can do to help, and where you're at in the process, where your money is currently invested. That gives us a good idea of, you know, what's the next step. And so the first step is just simply a visit, either on the phone or an appointment in the office. You know, you can call us, you can email us, you can stop in. We'll be more than happy to visit you. There's no cost or obligation for those initial visits.
Sure, and it starts with that phone call, folks. Just give Mark a call. It's 712-560-0360. It's a chance for you to, like Mark said, just come on in, sit down. There's no cost. There's no obligation. There's no stress. Just to have that conversation to see if, you know, you can work together. 712-560-0360.
What to do with that 401k you left at your last job? You've got some choices, and we're going to go through them when we come right back.
worked all your life, you've saved, you've played by the rules. Now it's time to retire. Here's the question. Who do you want relaxing and taking it easy? Your nest egg or you? Well, of course, you want to relax and travel and enjoy. And sorry, nest egg, you've got more work to do. For a retirement that maximizes your portfolio, your Social Security avoids unnecessary risks and protects you from pitfalls. And frankly, lets you retire and keeps the nest egg working. You need a retirement partner, someone looking out for your best interest and building a plan for you based on your situation. You need Mark on Money's Mark Giels, 712-560-0360, 712-560-0360. Mark Giels at 712-560-0360.
Mark on Money's the show. Mark Giels is here, certified financial planner. He's a fiduciary. He's got, he's an independent, 30 plus years of experience, EFS Wealth Management. Visit the website. That's EFS, the number four, the letter U.com. I encourage you to do that. Mark, okay, as we sort of get into our careers, a lot of us anyway, have had more than one 401k, and in many cases, just left them there and haven't given it a second thought. Is that okay? Can we do that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's several things you can do. As long as your account balance is more than $5,000, you know, you can leave your money typically in the prior company's 401k plan. If it's below that, a lot of times the companies can force you to take the money out, and if you don't do anything, they'll just simply liquidate the account and send you a check. Mandatory tax withholding is automatically done. So if it's a small 401k, you want to do something with it because it might hit you. You might have adverse tax consequences with it and so forth. But for the most part, you can leave your money alone.
Okay.
And there's no tax implications for leaving your 401k money parked in your old employer plan. Your money remains, grows tax deferred until you withdraw it. However, you can't make additional contributions into the plan. And because you're no longer an employee, you might not receive important information about material changes and changes to investment choices and so forth.
What are some of the options that we can do with that old 401k?
Well, you can move it to a new plan, and you're not required to pay taxes on your 401k if you move it to a new plan. One caveat to remember, while 401k funds are eligible to be transferred from one plan to another, 401k plans are not required to accept transfers. So you need to check, first of all, to see if the new company's 401k plan that you're currently in even accepts transfers.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, well, then, of course, you know, you can move the prior plan into the new plan. And you'll have to call the plan custodian typically because it needs to be a direct transfer. Sometimes you can call the 401k plan up and have them make out the check to the new 401k plan after you've figured out what the process is. So it can be a little bit tricky. You just want to make sure you follow the rules because you don't want to do it incorrectly and wind up having to pay taxes on the prior 401k balance because it just wasn't done right.
Sure. So, but Mark, as you said in the past, sometimes it's better to take it out of that 401k and put it into an IRA because that gives you a lot more choices in terms of putting that money to work for you.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the ability to roll over your 401k to an IRA versus transferring it to another employer's sponsored plan. And like you said, you know, once it's in an IRA, your choices are almost infinite. You can invest it into individual stocks. You can invest it into ETFs, mutual funds. I mean, the limit is whatever's out there in the investment world. So, and sometimes that's not a good thing.
Sure.
Sometimes it's better to have limited choices than more choices. More choices aren't always good. So you just kind of have to look at that and figure out what you want to do. You know, one thing that you want to try to do is keep things as simplified as possible. You know, you don't want to have eight different, you know, retirement accounts floating around out there, all with not very much money in them. It's just more difficult to manage that money. So you know, if you do roll the money over to a new 401k or you roll it over to an IRA, whatever you decide you want to do, you know, try to keep things simplified and not complicate your life more than it already is.
But that's one of the reasons why we work with an independent advisor like you, Mark, a fiduciary, to help us, one, make that rollover, but then also, you know, give us some options in terms of how we do invest that money.
Yeah, and there's disadvantages of leaving the money in the 401k.
Okay, go ahead.
As you're older too. I mean, you never need to take the money out, but usually 401k plans are not set up for distribution of assets. So a lot of times you can't set up a systematic distribution on a 401k that sends you money every single month. You know, you can't tell your 401k, you know, send me $2,000 a month and they just automatically do it. You have to take withdrawals, and you usually have to either do it online, call the 401k plan up, but it's usually not a systematic plan that you can usually do that with. So from a retirement income distribution planning strategy, 401k plans usually are not very income friendly. Let's put it that way.
So if we decide to do a rollover, so from that 401k, we put it to an IRA, is that a good time to begin a Roth conversation, do a Roth conversion, if that makes sense?
Yeah, you can do Roth conversions inside of 401k plans too, so you don't necessarily have to roll the money over into an IRA to do it. You know, you can do a Roth 401k conversion inside of your current plan if the plan allows it. And again, you know, all 401k plan rules are set by the company, so not every 401k plan is the same. IRAs are all the same. They all have the same rules. So if you ask me, can you do this with an IRA? My answer is, well, yeah, because this is every IRA allows you to do X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
In a 401k, so just a couple other things is, you know, like I said, they might not be as advantageous for income, but also once you reach the age of 70 and a half, you can do what's called a QCD distribution on retirement plan assets, which are qualified charitable distributions, meaning that if your money is in an IRA, you can give money directly to the charity of your choice, and it comes from your IRA account, which means that it's a non-taxable gift because the IRA will make the check out directly to the charity. And you can report that distribution as a qualified charitable distribution, and it is not taxable to you. A 401k plan, you cannot do that with.
Okay. Well, good to know.
So 401k plans do not allow qualified charitable distributions.
So you got to move it out then at that point.
So you have to move it to an IRA. Yeah, but if you have a 401k, you know, and an IRA, well, you have to take required minimum distributions from each plan. If you have all IRA accounts, you can satisfy your retirement distribution from just one of those accounts. So if you had five different IRAs because they're managed like we would manage them in time-segmented distribution, you can satisfy all of your required minimum distributions with the money you're taking income out of.
Okay.
And leave the other ones alone. You don't have to take withdrawals from each IRA. You can take it all from one.
All right. I like that. So, Mark, you were talking about 401k management. Do you as a company manage any 401k plans?
We do have some 401k plans.
Do you really? Okay.
That we manage. And of course, our company has their own 401k plan as well.
All right.
So, I mean, but yeah, we manage a couple 401k plans for, you know, smaller employers that are highly compensated. We're not in the business of managing a 401k plan that has, you know, 500 employees or something like that.
No, but I was just curious, however, as a company, that seems to be an area that you would grow into.
But however, we do manage individuals' 401k plans for them inside of their 401k. And
really?
So in other words, we manage the allocations, we manage the rebalancing, you know, we look at fund choices, and we manage that money as they transition into retirement.
So yes, I don't have to be in a target date fund? You can help me with that?
Yes, we can help you with that. Yep. And, you know, we can tactically manage it, which means, you know, we can move money to the sidelines and protect your 401k balances on a tactical basis against potential market losses. There's a lot of things that, you know, depending upon what the rules are inside your 401k plan that we can do prior to your retirement. And that gives another kind of a two-pronged caveat. You know, if you retire before 55 years old and you are and you have money in a 401k plan versus retiring after 55 years old and you retire from your current company and you have money in your 401k plan, you can potentially avoid the IRS 10% penalty by leaving the money inside of the 401k. So those rules are complicated, but as people have amassed and want to retire earlier or have the ability to retire earlier, you know, you want to have a conversation with us about what you should be doing with your 401k money before you roll it over to an IRA because of plan rules. And then there's also the 59 and a half age for 401ks. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, when you get to be 59 and a half, there are quite a few, and I would say it's the greater propensity of 401k plans allow you to do what is called an in-service rollover or an in-service distribution, which allows you prior to retirement, still working at that company, to take some, and in some cases, all of your 401k assets that have been accumulated and roll them over. And we do that quite a bit because, like I said, about 80% of 401ks allow in-service distributions and rollovers. And so once that 59 and a half age, or if you're 60 years old, you can retire in 2 or 3 years, you know, we start populating those time-segmented buckets, roll the money out of the 401k, invest that money into your retirement strategy, because it's very difficult to do that inside of the 401k, to segment that money up into the different buckets that we want to use, because there's just not enough choices a lot of times inside of those 401ks to do it. So that 59 and a half age gives us the ability and the opportunity to get that accomplished.
And again, those are the kinds of things that you do. You work with folks day in, day out. And folks, if you're interested, it's 712-560-0360. So really, with a 401k, there are a lot more options than I think than a lot of people realize, with especially as you get closer to retirement, with what you can do with that 401k and how you can make it grow, or at least take that money and help it grow.
Yeah, I mean, there is a ton of things. And if you have company stock inside of your 401k, it's very important to understand what the ramifications are of liquidating that company stock, because you can take a distribution on company stock inside of a 401k and not pay ordinary income taxes on all of the distribution. And that's another discussion. That's about a half hour discussion right there.
Okay.
Just simply talking about, you know, what that distribution is, where you can actually, you know, remove stock from a company plan, pay taxes on it as a long-term capital gain versus ordinary income.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But yeah, there's a lot of things. So that mean, you know, we talked about qualified charitable distributions. You know, we talk about, you know, being able to take money out early out of a 401k plan. We talk about, you know, choices. You know, so they're not as simple as what you might think they are.
Okay, exactly. Well, folks, if you'd like some help with that, give Mark a call, 712-560-0360. And again, just have that consultation, right? I mean, you said it starts with a phone call, can be 5-10 minutes, and get an idea of where you stand.
Yeah, just looking at what you really have been doing, you know, where you're at, you know, where are you at in that path that you're on, and what are you really looking for advice? And maybe you're just looking for, you know, wanting to know what you don't know, because that's usually a lot of the conversations that we have is, well, did you know about this, or did you know about that, or did you know you could do this? And, you know, that's what people really want to know. What don't I know that I should know?
Exactly.
Yep.
712-560-0360. 712-560-0360. Mark, boy, this went really, really fast. We are out of time. And again, always great information.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a good morning.
Exactly. So. And we want to thank everybody for listening. We really do appreciate that. And we're going to be back again next week. We're going to have new topics and questions and a whole lot more right here on Mark on Money with Mark Eales.
Z
Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor. EFS Group and the Securities America companies are unaffiliated. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Coach P Radio.